I'm honoured that I'm showing it here, of course, in front of the Secretary General and ambassadors from all over the world. It's a real thrill.
This event was organised as part of the UN's commemoration of the International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery. Solomon Northup's story has now found a big audience, thanks to you. How else do you think the world can make sure that stories of slavery like Solomon's are never forgotten?
Well, I think it's one of those things where we all have to keep our eyes and ears open. Well, I think what the public can do is just, for example, I have become an ambassador for Anti-Slavery International. It's one of the oldest human rights organizations in the world, which is 175 years old, and I have become an ambassador for them. And they are a group, just like Polaris, United States, who have dedicated their lives to freeing people in certain parts of the world or in servitude. It's one of those things where I just feel that people can be involved in trying to sort of do something by working with these two organizations, Anti-Slavery International and Polaris, which is the United States.
I saw the film, I thought it was wonderful, but I came out of it just so, as I'm sure you wanted, just so overwhelmed and so full of emotion. I just can't imagine what it was like to make it. Can you tell me a little bit about the process for you on that front?
You know, it's just about putting the blinkers on and focusing on the work, because yes, emotions can leak in, but actually when you're making this kind of film, they have no place, because you have to focus on what you're doing, otherwise you'll never get through it. I mean, there was actually one day when something did come through, that sort of the barriers you place up in front of you in order to sort of focus on the work, was when Solomon cries after Patsy's been beaten, and that was something which sort of, I'd say, cut and have a 5 minutes to myself. But when you're doing this sort of work, and it's not just for the past, it's for the, very much to do with the present, you have to sort of just focus on what you're doing.
You're nominated for 9 Oscars, including Best Director. Of those, is there one that you're particularly interested in, or are you just pleased to be nominated like everyone says they are?
I think we're all pleased to be nominated, really. I think there's not one nomination which I wouldn't want or want more than the other. Of course, one would say best film, but at the same time, it's about what made the best film. All of those participants who were nominated and the ones who weren't nominated sort of helped to make this film possible. So, no, is the answer to that question.